I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. The Texas National Guard has been busy lately, deploying troops to patrol the state's border with Mexico. It's part of a law enforcement surge ordered by Texas Governor Rick Perry to increase security along the border. Perry says the extra manpower is needed to stop the illegal flow of drugs and immigrants north from Mexico. Local reaction to the National Guard deployment has been mixed, as Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
Working in law enforcement along the South Texas border is anything but boring. On this sizzling August afternoon, a Chevy sedan has just crashed into a signpost across the street from a junior high school. Cop cars surround the scene. A handcuffed teenager ducks into the back of a squad car as plainclothes police heave bundles of marijuana into the back of a pickup. Sergeant Brian Witt explains it was a routine traffic stop turned drug bust.
The vehicle evaded. The driver started throwing bundles out the window.
Sergeant Witt is with the Texas Department of Public Safety, or DPS, the State Highway Patrol. He's here as part of Governor Perry's surge operation, which has state troopers posted at about every 3 miles along this highway.
One of the reasons DPS is down here to help arrest these criminals that are doing things like this, hauling dope into the United States, also smuggling humans in.
The South Texas border is currently the busiest corridor for illegal crossings. More than half of all immigrant arrests happen here, an average of 400 per day. Add to that a wave of more than 63,000 Central American children who have crossed the border since October. All this has overwhelmed federal and local law enforcement.
We're low on resources. We do need support.
Ruben Villarreal is the mayor of Rio Grande City. He welcomes the extra set of eyes. Smugglers, he says, are tricky and try to blend in.
The best police work, the most effective police work, is when you're doing the simple things. When you use the ability to notice something out of place, that's when you usually capture or come across illegal activity.
Now, 1,000 National Guardsmen are deploying to work alongside local, state, and federal agencies. Their mission is to deter crime through surveillance, but they can't arrest anyone. Their presence will cost the state $17 million a month. Hidalgo County Judge Ramon Garcia says that's too expensive and adds it's just the wrong response.
When you militarize this area, you're sending out a certain perception that this is a high-crime area when, in fact, it's not.
Garcia's seat is in the city of McAllen. Its violent crime rate is lower than the national average. But Sam Miranda says it's not that simple. He heads the FBI in McAllen and says statistics don't tell the whole story, particularly when it comes to drug cartel activity.
That you see a lot of violent crime or a lack thereof doesn't mean that the cartels are not integrated into your community.
Some examples. In 2011, an alleged cartel boss was stopped by police on his way to the Texas coast, where he owned luxury property. In a nearby county this August, sheriff deputies stumbled into a 2-acre pot farm. Before that, a former border sheriff pleaded guilty to accepting campaign cash from a convicted drug trafficker.
That's like an iceberg. Most of the ice is underneath the water.
But Graciano Gamino, who heads the narcotics unit, says this problem is best confronted by local law enforcement, not the National Guard.
Those resources and that money can come our way to buy equipment, training, have more personnel on the streets and stuff like that.
Back at the drug bust across from the junior high, a mother, Yvette Trevino, looks on as cop cars leave the scene.
I appreciate them being here. All these drugs and these gangs, and we are dealing with this every single day. You know, you feel protected when you have the state troopers here.
But many locals agree the extra police won't stop illegal traffic, only push it to some other spot along the border. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe, reporting from McAllen, Texas.